opponents. Ella Whistler leading off. She'll be at first base. Nyla Duncan at shortstop. She'll bat second. Kennedy Griffin in the number three spot. She'll be catching today. Rory Stewart at third. She'll bat cleanup. Mia Jackson is inside the circle batting fifth. Kayana Hewins in center field batting sixth. Riley Stewart, the DP, batting seventh. You got Jess Perez at second, batting eighth, and Tori Ortega batting ninth in right field. And in the flex defensively in left field, that is Ebony Alvarez. So for Riverside, with one loss on the season, it's Whistler, Duncan, Griffin, Stewart, Jackson, Hewins, Stewart, Perez, Ortega, with Alvarez again in the flex here today. For the defending state champs in 2-1-A, the Oskaloosa Bears, their record 16-2 overall and undefeated 14-0. In league play, Lydia Turner will lead it off. She'll be at shortstop. Chris Marsh is catching. She will bat second. Bryn King in the three spot. She'll be at second base. Layla Flax in the cleanup playing first. Harper Heston at third. She'll bat fifth. Maisie Peek in center. She'll bat sixth. Kirsten Mitchell, the DP, bat seventh. Michaela Berry in left, batting eighth. Lily Pullen, NC State commit, batting ninth. And inside the circle, Bethany Cabas, the flex, and the right fielder for the Bears. So, again, huge Northeast Kansas League championship implications are on the line. The home Bears inside the circle. It is Lily Pullen. Ella Whistler inside the batter's box. And the NC State commit delivers a fastball and a called strike number one. And we are underway here today. Cloudy and 53 degrees at first pitch. Correction, 63, beg your pardon. But it does feel a little bit more into the mid-50s here today. No balls and one strike here on Ella Whistler. Lily Pullen's next delivery, a little bit low and outside for ball number one. Whistler at first base, leading off for the Cyclones here tonight. Ella this season has a .467 batting average. And Riverside won their first 13 games this season before their lone loss to McLeod a couple of weeks ago. And next pitch by Pullen up and inside, and now Whistler jumps in front. Two balls, one strike. Oskaloosa, the defending champs in 2-1-A, and they have no chance of defending their title because the Bears make the jump to 3-A this season. So essentially could go back-to-back, but it would be two different classifications. Just getting going here in the top of the first. The 2-1 pitch, a fastball missing outside. Good eye here by Ella Whistler, and she's out in front. Three balls, one strike. Nyla Duncan up next. Kennedy Griffin will follow. Going to mention top two teams in the Northeast Kansas League here today. So certainly league championship implications on the line, and there's a heavy swing and miss at the fastball. Blown right by Whistler, and our first batter today goes three balls and two strikes. Now Lily Pullen inside the circle. The junior is the reigning 2-1-A pitcher of the year. Pitched all 21 innings in the state tournament last year and racking up 36 strikeouts along the way. And now steps behind the rubber, is going to reset here. Three balls, two strikes. Opening batter of today's game, Ella Whistler for the Cyclones. Bats on the right side, open on the stance. Pullen sets, leans back, swings it on through, and this one is hit hard down the left field line, just barely foul. Good swing by Whistler, just a little bit out in front. So we'll do it again at three balls and at two strikes. So mentioning again, Oskaloosa undefeated in league play, unblemished at 14-0, Riverside at 15-1. Oski still has another league opponent coming up at the end of this week. This is the final doubleheader in league play for Riverside, so they need it here today. The jump in front and a high fastball is swung on and missed, and that is the first strikeout today for Lily Pullen. Good battle by a Whistler, but inside the circle winning that one, and it's our first out of today's game. I'll bring up the shortstop, Nyla Duncan. Duncan, tremendous multi-sport athlete and just batting a mean .575 so far this season. Base is empty, one out here in the top of the first, no score. First pitch by Pullen, delivered in there for a called strike. I'll mention Pullen inside the circle, reigning 2-1-A pitcher of the year, surpassed 500 career strikeouts earlier this season. Had 37 strikeouts in two games against McLeod earlier this season. Just tremendous stuff for the North Carolina State commit. And Duncan watches one graze the outer edge for a called strike, and she's quickly behind in the count. No balls, two strikes. Pullen sets. staggers back, swings the lefty arm through, and it's popped up in the field of play, pulling out of the circle, fires to first, not in time. It's an infield hit for Nyla Duncan. Boy, so much backspin off the bat, and it landed about, I'd say, 5 to 10 feet just in front down that third base line, but picked up in fair territory. So the first hit tonight, infield single by Nyla Duncan. That'll bring up the catcher, Kennedy Griffin. Lefty on lefty matchup here. Kennedy batting 619. He's had a tremendous season. Duncan at first base, one out, no score, top one. There's the swing and a miss by Griffin, and she falls behind quickly, no balls, strike. Oskaloosa last season at the state tournament defeated Central Heights 3-1. Dexter Cedarvale 1-0, and then Inman in the championship game 8-1. Good chunk of those girls part of that team back this season and ready for more. There's a strike called, and quickly no balls, two strikes. Paris Marsh, the catcher, tried to catch maybe Duncan off guard with the throw down to first, but Duncan back in time safely. One strikeout here already in the game for Poland. Has a chance here with Griffin down 0-2. Duncan at first. Here's the pitch. And a swing and a miss. And down goes Kennedy Griffin for out number two. And two strikeouts here on the top of the first for Poland. And it's up to Rory Stewart, the third baseman. Duncan still at first base after an infield single a moment ago. Poland trying to put a goose egg on the board for Riverside in the away first. Oski swept Riverside in the doubleheader last season. And that first pitch a little bit outside to Stewart for ball one. And Rory Stewart, her batting average 581. Cyclones as a team are hitting 446 this season. One ball, no strikes, two outs, one on. Top one, no score here in Oski today. Here's the pitch by Poland, another one missing outside. Another throw to first. Duncan back safely. So Stewart out in front here. Two balls, no strikes. Mentioned Stewart's average north of 580. 25 hits, including five doubles, two triples, and a team leading, or second on the team, I should say, in home runs with four. Fastball, that one catching the outer edge for a called strike, and now it's two balls, one strike. So Whistler began the game with a strikeout. Duncan reached on an infield single. Griffin came up, struck out as well. And now Stewart sitting here with Duncan at first base with a 2-1 count in her favor, just slightly. Poland staggers and fires. Late swing, and that one line foul off the fence down the right field line. Now 2-2 on Stewart. Well, Riverside won their first 13 games this season before taking their lone loss to McLouth a couple of weeks ago. Since then, they have rattled off a couple of wins against Pleasant Ridge. So they've had a little time off since their last time out. Here's the pitch, swing and a miss, and down goes Stewart. So three strikeouts in the inning for one of the best in the state. So we end the top of the first inning, no runs, one hit, no errors, and one left on base. We go to the home first here in Oskaloosa. No score with the Bears coming up right after this.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000, Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
FW Houston Medical Center is here for all of your health care needs. Have an illness late at night or on the weekend? Come visit FW Houston's 24/7 walk-in clinic. Call us today at 913-774-4340 to learn more.
Hi, this is Michelle Garrity with PFN Realty, powered by the Garrity Group. Whether you're buying your first home, selling your forever home, or finding the perfect piece of land, my team and I are here to make the process smooth and stress-free. We'll guide you every step of the way with expert advice, experience, and local knowledge you can trust. Come see us at 300 Main Street in Atchison or at our Oskaloosa office at 524 Liberty. We specialize in residential land and commercial properties. Call today at 1-800-994-4742. PFN Realty, knowledge, strategy, and results you can trust. We are your friend in real estate.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Top two teams in the Northeast Kansas League here today in softball. Defending 2-1-A champs, Oskaloosa hosting Riverside here this afternoon. go to the bottom of the first inning. Mia Jackson inside the circle for the Clones. No score as she'll face Lydia Turner, Paris Marsh, and Bryn King. Mia Jackson undefeated, 8-0 inside the circle with an even Stevens 2.00 ERA. And the first pitch in the bottom of the first to Turner is a called strike. And that bottom of the first inning is underway here on KNCA. Appreciate Bobby, Brandon Tadman with you as well. Next pitch, good location, a called strike. And no balls, two strikes here on Lydia Turner. Turner, first team All-State last season, big part of that state championship run. Now a check swing grounder to the first baseman. Nice stab by Whistler. She'll go to first unassisted for out number one here in the bottom of the first. That'll bring up the catcher, Paris Marsh. In the semifinal win against Dexter Cedarvale, which the Bears won at state last year, 1-0, it was Marsh who scored that lone run on a sacrifice, or I should say a suicide squeeze bunt by then freshman Bryn King, who is standing in the on-deck circle to her left. No balls, one strike. Here's the pitch by Jackson, and that one a touch upstairs. One ball, one strike. So a challenge this year because you look at these two teams, top in the Northeast Kansas League, but also the top two teams right now record-wise in their respective 3A regional tournaments. And Oski's lone two losses have come against a team right there chasing them in the standings, and that is Silver Lake. Here's the 2-1 pitch by Jackson, a fastball inside, missing just barely, and Marsh out in front, three balls and one strike. No score, bottom of the first inning. Oskaloosa hosting Riverside here on the softball diamond. That one taken all the way, and it's right down the middle for a called strike. And Marsh now, full count, 3-2. Well, Jackson mentioned that undefeated record. She's pitched 42 innings, and there's a swing and a miss, and down goes Marsh. Got her with the fastball. Marsh behind on that swing. First strikeout today for Jackson. That gives her now 56 strikeouts this season. So two up, two down. Here is Bryn King. Bats from the right side. Maybe a touch open on the stance. First pitch by Jackson is a little bit low for ball one. Well, Bryn King last year mentioned responsible for driving in the lone run in the semifinal win against Dexter Cedarvale. Next pitch, a little bit up and outside, two balls, no strikes. It took until the final day of that tournament, the first six games, so you had the four semifinals or quarterfinals, and then the two semifinal games at that state tournament last year were all decided by two runs or less until championship Saturday, where Oski saved their best offensive performance for last in an 8-1 win over Inman. 2-1 the count here on Bryn King. That one missing, three balls, one strike. Jackson has issued 10 walks with her now 56 strikeouts this season, approaching 700 pitches thrown on the year. And a good swing, but late, fouling it off. Down the right field line is King. So another full count, three balls, two strikes. Jackson trying to retire the side in order here in the first and talking to a Oskaloosa patron a little while ago saying runs might be hard to come by today with these two pitchers, and right there, swinging a miss by Bryn King. Back-to-back strikeouts in the bottom of the first inning. Pretty swift. We move on to the second. No score here in Oski.
K4 Ag and Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of Soother Feeds protein tubs and mineral on hand and carry mixed 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving on the road or in the field. Let them help you select the best tire for your vehicle and driving needs. See K4 Ag and Valley Falls, nurturing farms and growing success. Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Acheson Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Acheson Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Acheson at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school softball here on KNZA. Glad to be back on the air. You know, the last couple of weeks we've had some games hampered with some weather, but sun's trying to peek through the clouds here today. It was 63 degrees at first pitch, but 15, 20 mile an hour gusts here today, feeling more in the mid upper 50s range. So certainly comfortable. Got some jackets, some hoodies around, but pretty calm for the most part here in Oskaloosa today. Go to the second inning, no score. NC State commit. Lily Pullen back inside the circle for the defending 2-1-A champs, the Oskaloosa Bears. And first up, five in the order for Riverside, it's Bea Jackson, followed by Kayana Hewins and Riley Stewart. Jackson steps in from the right side. Pullen's first pitch of the second inning is a fastball outer part of the plate, a called strike, and it's 0-1. Now, Riverside did get a hit in the first inning off Pullen, just a infield single by Duncan, but with one out, was stranded at first the remainder of the inning. Next pitch off speed, little low and away. Now one ball, one strike here on Jackson. Defensively behind Pullen here today, Heston at third, Turner at short, King at second. You got Flax at first, Marsh, is catching. Berry in left, Peak in center, Cabus is the right fielder. This is hit well, deep out into left field. What a swing looking up, and that baby clears the fence. And a home run for Riverside's Mia Jackson. Put it on the board for the Cyclones, and they take a 1-0 lead here in the second. What a swing by Jackson. Her second home run of the season. Give her her 17th RBI. And the Cyclones on one of the best pitchers in the state out in front with a 1-0 lead. That'll bring up Kayana Hewins, the center fielder. Now, Pullen has not given up a ton of runs this season. And when I say not a ton, I mean very few. Well, that ball was well struck, clearing the fence out in left field. And Barry, all she could do was look up and watch it sail. The 1-0 Cyclones. Here's Hewins, right side batter's box. Pullen gotten to reset here. Sways back, swings that lefty arm through, and that pitch missing a little bit inside. It's 1-0. So the second home run of the season by Jackson. Mentioned her 17th RBI. Kayana Hewins into today with a batting average of .547. Cyclones team can put the runs up in bunches. Now, this game means more for Riverside in terms of league title implications, more so for the Bears, because Oski is yet to lose a league game. Cyclones' lone loss was to McLeod back on the 15th. These two teams have a combined record of 31-3 entering today. Two balls, no strikes here on Kayana Hewins. Pullen's next pitch, missing away, now 3-0. Hewins along with her high batting average. I mentioned at number .547, actually her on-base percentage, .489, her official batting average. Now she dribbles this one right to Pullen, who takes two steps off the mound and on a 3-0 pitch swinging, and it turns into a short ground out for the first out here in the second. He'll take that if you're Oskaloosa. Gets the first out of the inning. Here's the DP and Riley Stewart. Stewart wears jersey number 13, batting average .261. Pretty straight up with her stance and half-hearted swing. Missed everything. And it's strike number one. Riverside leads it 1-0 on a home run by Mia Jackson just a moment ago here in the top of the second. Pulling out in front, though, here on Stewart, 0-1. Here's the lean back, and the lefty ace fires. And did Marsh get the paint job there on the corner. She did. Now it's 0-2. Jess Perez in the on-deck circle for the Cyclones. Poland gets the call from Marsh, leans, and fires. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Not much of a swing attempt. It was half-hearted for sure. And Stewart gives Lily Poland now four strikeouts here in the early going, and it's out number two here in the top of the second. All four of Poland's strikeouts here early on have been on swings and misses. So here's Jess Perez with two outs and the bases empty. Cyclones a 1-0 lead here in the second. Perez wears jersey number two, average of 3.53, and the first pitch missing a little bit outside for ball one. Perez, 12 hits, all singles, 5 RBIs, and she has scored 14 runs this season. Poland sets, leans, and delivers, and this one's fouled away right behind home plate. And evens up the count at 1-1. So you've got Poland, the reigning pitcher of the year, head coach for the Bears, Aubrey Harsh, Oskaloosa alum, and the reigning 2-1A coach of the year. And you've got three other first-team All-Staters back alongside Poland. This Bears squad that has won 16 of 18 games this season. There's a slow roller to the first baseman. It's played well. A little bit of a bobble there by Flax, but gathers and gets to the base, but it appears not in time. So missed that call there initially. That's going to be an infield hit. As still at first base is Jess Perez. So that bobble did affect the outcome of that play. That's going to be unofficial E3. That keeps the inning alive for Torrey Ortega. Right fielder here today, so a runner at first, and two outs here in the inning. Poland's first pitch, swing and a miss for a strike, steal attempt, throw to second, in time for the out, and the inning is over. An absolute dot behind home plate for Paris Marsh, and guns down Perez at second base for the third out of the inning. So Riverside gets on the board. It was a leadoff solo home run by Nia Jackson. And we go to the bottom of the second here in Oskaloosa with the Cyclones leading it 1-0.
Earning a degree is easy with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations and technical training across Northeast Kansas. Can't make it to campus? No problem. With Highland's online classes, even if you live out of state, all students pay one low rate. Summer and fall enrollment is open now. Don't wait. Complete the free application at highlandcc.edu/apply. Have more questions? Call us at 785-442-6020. Highland Community College keeps you close to home and far from debt. Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville is the premier trailer dealer in Northeast Kansas, serving all of the Midwest. If you need a stock trailer, a cargo trailer, a utility trailer, they have them all. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We got Bobby in studio. We got Brandon Tabman with you here on KNCA, continuing our softball game here today in Oskaloosa, defending 2-1A champion. And the Oski Bears down 1-0 here to Riverside as we go to the bottom of the second inning. Layla Flax, first baseman, leading things off. Mia Jackson inside the circle, delivers one outside for ball one. And the bottom of the second inning is officially a go here today. Good off-speed pitch in there called strike, and that evens up the count on Layla Flax, the cleanup hitter today for the Bears. Cyclones getting a solo home run from Jackson in the last half inning, the lone run early on in this game. Swing and a miss by Flax, quickly 1-2. Harper Heston on deck, Maisie Peak in the hole for the Bears here in the second. That one over but a touch low. Good eye there by Flax, and now 2-2. A little bit of wind here today. It's blowing in basically straight at you from center field, and there's a called strike three. That one right down the middle. Three consecutive strikeouts going back to the first inning for Mia Jackson. First out here in the bottom of the second, give her 58 strikeouts so far this season. That'll bring up the lefty in Harper Heston and takes the first pitch and called strike number one on the outside corner. Two very good pitchers inside the circle here today. The Clones have struck first on a solo homer by Jackson. Here's a hard hit ground ball underneath the glove of the second baseman, Perez, and that's out into the gap for a base hit. Well, it was hit rather sharply, I'd say maybe 7 out of 10 on that scale. Right under the glove, maybe expecting a hop there off the dirt, did not get it. And the first base runner, Heston, is at first base with one out. That'll bring up Maisie Peake, the center fielder for Oskaloosa. Unofficially E4. Showing bunt, putting it down, and it's going to be a foul ball. Kind of kicked off the bat once it was dropped on the attempt by Peake. And she'll have to come back and try it again. It's no balls and one strike. So very strategic here for the Bears. Two very good pitchers. You got to score runs. Going to be hard to come by here, we expect. Let's see on an 0-1 pitch if Peake tries to put down another bunt. The red, white, and blue bat above the right shoulder. Jackson gets the call from Griffin. Here's the pitch, bunt shown. It's outside, pulled back, and now a throw by Griffin down to first. And Heston is caught in a pickle. Going from second back to first and tagged out by Whistler. What a heads-up play by Griffin to make that throw down to first, and Heston was caught all off guard, and there's the second out of the inning. Well, now Peake doesn't have to bunt. The bases are empty with two down. One ball, one strike. Here's the pitch by Jackson. Still shows bunt, but pulls it back. Pitch was outside for ball number two. So Heston gets on, but gets caught in a pickle. Now the Cyclones a chance to face the minimum once again here in the second. Here's Jackson's 2-1. Bunt shown again, this time missing it all, and it's strike number two. So now with two strikes, don't think the bunt is necessarily in play here. Jackson has three strikeouts here in the early going and make it four. Swing and a miss and down it goes Peake. So yet Heston gets on via an error by the second baseman, although gets caught in a pickle and then Peake goes down swinging. Four strikeouts here today for Mia Jackson. We go to the third inning. It's 1-0 Riverside here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Synex offers a complete energy solution, advanced premium diesel for power, high-performing lubricants for protection, and reliable propane for comfort. Whether you're on the road, in the field, or at home, Synex provides energy built to perform. With innovative premium diesel fuels, advanced lubricants, and clean-burning propane, Synex-branded products are engineered to deliver maximum efficiency, reliable performance, and peace of mind season after season. It's more than energy. It's the power that keeps your world moving forward.
When you visit one of our Union State Bank locations, you'll see familiar faces. That's because at USB, community is everything. We live, work, and play where you do, at school events, local cafes, and even the same grocery stores. USB employees believe we're stronger when we share community ties and make financial decisions locally. Stop by a Union State Bank branch and discover why we love being part of your community in 2026. Member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Northeast Kansas League softball title implications on the line here today in Oskaloosa. Bears and Riverside going at it. We go to the third inning here on KNZA. We got Bobby Brandon with you as well. Cyclones a 1-0 lead as Pullen will face Ortega here to start. This top of the third inning, and Pullen's first pitch is a little bit outside for ball number one. Ortega was up to the dish at the end of that last inning, but Jess Perez caught stealing to end it, so Ortega leading off here in the third. 1-0. Screams it down the middle for a called strike, and it's one ball, one strike. Mia Jackson to lead off the second, a solo home run. giving the Cyclones this 1-0 advantage on Oskaloosa. Unblemished in league play. Good swing there by Ortega, but a little bit late. Fouls it straight back, and it's 1-2. Wofsky had no problem in the doubleheader against Riverside last season. Wins of 15-0 and 13-0. Riverside, a fourth place finish, though, at the 3A state tournament. And certainly an even better run so far to this point than last season. And that's a called strike three on the inside corner. Ortega left the bat on the shoulder and give Lily Poland now 5 strikeouts here in this game. That'll get us back to the top of the order with Ella Whistler, who struck out in her first at bat. Poland committed to go to NC State. Still got another year, only a junior. As I mentioned earlier this season, surpassed 500 career strikeouts. This one's hit on the ground, third base side. Heston Fielding right on the bag, and it pops out the glove of Flax at first. And throwing to second there, Whistler has to hustle back to first. She gets back safely. Little bit of a scramble mode play there for Oskaloosa. That's going to be an error by the first baseman in Flax. And Whistler is on safely with one out here in the inning. Well, last year in the state championship game against Inman, the Bears did not commit an error in that game. They've already got a couple of errors here unofficially in the first 2 innings and change here against the Cyclones today. And the Cyclones in the league standings needing this one more certainly than Oskaloosa. If the Bears win this one today, they are well in the driver's seat, capturing a league championship. The Whistler at first base, late swing here. First one swinging, Nyla Duncan fouling it away. And Duncan reached on an infield single in her first at bat back in the first. But Duncan came in two today with a batting average of .575 with 23 hits, giving 24 now on that number. Whistler at first base, one out here, top three. Cyclones with a 1-0 lead. Here's a stolen base attempt by Whistler, and she beats the throw. Throw by Marsh, it was maybe there in time, but it was the opposite side of the bag that she wanted, and Whistler's got a stolen base. And for Whistler, that is her 11th stolen base of the season. She has been caught stealing 0 times. So 11 for 11. Now the Cyclones with a 1-0 lead, a runner in scoring position with one out. Here's the 1-1 to Duncan, and that one a little bit outside. 2-1 now on Nyla Duncan. Tremendous multi-sport athlete. Very good basketball player. Doing some work on the track and field as well here in this spring season. Batting second in the order, playing shortstop here today for the Cyclones and head coach Greg Reynolds. And next pitch, called strike. Just barely caught that outer part of the plate. Now it's an evened up count, 2-2. You got Whistler at second base, one out here in the third. Mia Jackson's solo home run in the second, the lone run for either side here today, and this one's popped up behind home plate, but it drops down, and it stays 2-2 on the foul ball there. A good opportunity here for the Cyclones to add to a lead of 1-0. Bears come into this one, 12 consecutive wins. They were swept by Silver Lake back in late March. It was early on in the season. That was just their third matchup of the year. But since then, unblemished, 12 consecutive wins for the Bears. Here's a 2-2, swing and a miss, and down goes Nyla Duncan. That's out number 2 in the inning. Poland continues to rack it up, give her 6 strikeouts here in the first 2 2/3. And now it's up to Kennedy Griffin. 2 first-team All-League selections, I guarantee it's coming up when those come out. Here's the first pitch of this at-bat. Check swing foul. Not what Griffin necessarily wanted there, so she'll start behind at 0-1. Now the sun is peeking through. Clouds have scattered away just a touch. Low 60s at first pitch today, feeling a little bit cooler than that. A good crowd support for both these teams here this afternoon. Whistler at second base, still two outs. 1-0 Cyclones, here's the pitch, and this one is popped up a mile high, foul territory, third base side, leading up on the fence, and making a spectacular catch was Heston. So that ends the inning. So Whistler stranded in scoring position. We've played 2.5 here in Oskaloosa. Bears trailing Riverside. It's 1-0 on KNZA.
Since 1996, R&S Maintenance Service has been a leader in industrial manufacturing, support, and repair in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, equipment removal and installation, and dumpster service, R&S Maintenance Service is a proud supporter of local student athletes. Visit online at rnsmaintenance.com or stop by off K4 Highway since 1996 in Meriden.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Here we go, bottom of the third inning here in Oskaloosa today. The home team Bears down 1-0 to the Riverside Cyclones with Northeast Kansas League softball title implications on the line. Oski undefeated, 14-0 in league play. Riverside at 15-1. So a massive doubleheader here today, but right now a Mia Jackson home run for the Cyclones. The only tally on the scoreboard as Jackson is inside the circle. First pitch to Kirsten Mitchell for Oskaloosa is up and outside for ball one, and the home third is moving along here. Appreciate Bobby, of course, KNZA Studios. Brandon Tabman with you. Good pitch there. Swing and a miss by Mitchell. 1-1. Kirsten Mitchell, one of the four first-team All-State selections for the Bears last year, and another swing and a miss right there, and she quickly falls behind at 0-2. Now Kirsten Mitchell had an RBI double in the state championship game, but she's going to strike out here. Mia Jackson rolling along. Give her 5 in this game, and now 60 for the season. And that's the first out here in the bottom of the third. So here's Michaela Berry, the left fielder for Oskaloosa. Bears have had just one base runner to this point, and Jackson fires in a strike, a swing and a miss there by Berry. Oskaloosa last time out, they were in action last Friday at Atchison County, 2 dominant wins. As Berry fouls this one out of play and falls behind quickly at 0-2. So the first matchups for Oski since last Friday, they won those two games at Atchison County, 18-0 and 24-0. Riverside's been off for a week. Last Thursday, they hosted Pleasant Ridge. First game they won 7-6, then a 12-2 win in game number two. That pitch to Berry just low and missing. Now 1-2. 1-0 Riverside, bottom three, Hironovsky. Jackson rolling along. Both these pitchers have been very good here early. Next pitch. Got it on the outside corner, called strike 3. Painting it. Little Picasso edge there. And make it back-to-back strikeouts here in the third. For Mia Jackson, give her now 6 in the game and 61 on the season. And here is Lily Pullen, number 9 in the order, North Carolina State commit. Jackson the righty, Pullen the lefty. First pitch of this at-bat. Fastball in there for a called strike. Now, I mentioned earlier on how Pullen, last year in the state tournament, Porosky pitched all 21 innings. She takes a fastball here outside for ball one. Pitched all 21 innings at stake, gave up just two runs with 36 strikeouts. It was the first softball state championship in Oskaloosa history and just the second overall state title. Little pop quiz for the fans out there. Give you a second. As that next pitch missed outside, 2-1 now on Pullen. I'll let you know after this next pitch. And a good swing, but fouling it off there. Two balls and two strikes. The other state championship winning team for Oskaloosa, 2010 in volleyball. Well, the second overall state title in school history coming from the Bears softball team last year. 2-2 count here on Poland. Here's the pitch, and it's lofted out to shallow left field. Going to be a tough play here for Alvarez, and it just trickled foul. I kept slicing, looked initially off the bat that it was going to be potentially fair, but just barely left of the line, so it stays 2-2. Now, if Poland can get on here, it'll get back to the top of the order with Lydia Turner waiting patiently. Jackson a chance to face the minimum through the first three. She goes with the high fastball. Good eye by Pullen. And the count runs full. Three balls, two strikes. Jackson has six strikeouts here so far. A chance to strike out the side here in the third. 3-2. Inside ball four. The inning continues. That's a great eye there by Lily Pullen. Just a second base runner today for Oskaloosa. That gives Lydia Turner an opportunity. Cyclones clinging to a 1-0 lead here in the bottom of the third. If Riverside can win this game, that's going to make game two of this doubleheader even more highly magnified. First pitch swinging, Turner hits it out to right field. Missing on a diving attempt was Ortega. And it's extra bases for Turner. Rounding third is Poland. She's got great speed. The throw is on target but late. It's going to be an RBI triple for Lydia Turner, and the game is tied at 1-1. Boy, Ortega about made a spectacular diving catch down the right field line, but just away from the outstretched arm. And Poland comes chugging around to give Oskaloosa their first run of the game. Now a chance with Paris Marsh to give Oski their first lead. And a first pitch to Marsh from Jackson, a little bit inside for ball one. So a two-out RBI triple by Lydia Turner. Tied the game here at 1-1 here in the bottom of the third. Good swing there, but a little bit late. Fouling it straight back was Marsh. And it's one ball, one strike. So Turner at third. The go-ahead run represented just down the way to the left of Paris inside the batter's box. Here's the pitch, and a swing and a miss. Now 1-2. Jackson settles in on the rubber. It's the call from Kennedy Griffin behind the dish. The 1-2 went outside with it, but a good eye there by Marsh. And we're evened up at two balls, two strikes. All the damage here, it's minimal damage, but the damage for the Bears applied here in the third, all with two outs. The 2-2 is fouled away. Into the tall grass behind the fence to the right. And we'll try it again at two balls and at two strikes. Turner at third base after an RBI triple, which tied the game here at 1-1. Base hit by Marsh here would give the Bears their first lead here in this game. Well, 2 years ago, Riverside defeated Oskaloosa. That's back in 2024. Beat Oskaloosa by one run in the regional first-round game. These two teams are going to be in the mix in Class 3A. Here's the pitch. Another good swing, but a little bit late again. Fouled away over the right field fence by Marsh, and we'll try it again at 2-2. A 1-1 game here in the bottom of the third inning. Appreciate you hanging with us here today on KNCA. Of course, we're only a couple weeks out, just a little bit north of 2 weeks away from postseason play. There's a swing and a miss. Got it with the fastball. So Turner stranded at third, but she comes through with a two-out RBI triple. And three innings in with Northeast Kansas League title implications on the line, we've got a 1-1 game going into the fourth, and we're back right after this.
Looking for a great place to eat, drink, and catch a game? Head to Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. Open 7 days a week. Kirkwood & Co. is your go-to spot. Together with friends, enjoy daily food and drink specials, and watch all the action on the big screens, even on their outdoor patio. If you're planning an event, reserve the private party room at Kirkwood. And stay updated with all of their specials by visiting Kirkwood & Co. on Facebook. And go indulge today in great food, drinks, and fun at Kirkwood & Co. in Highland.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000, Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
FW Houston Medical Center is here for all of your health care needs. Have an illness late at night or on the weekend? Come visit FW Houston's 24/7 walk-in clinic. Call us today at 913-774-4340 to learn more.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Got a good one brewing here in Oskaloosa. Bears and Cyclones on the softball field. Deadlocked. It's 1-1. Here on KNZA, Lily Pullen back inside the circle for the Bears. As we get set to begin the fourth inning here today, Riverside will have Rory Stewart, Mia Jackson, and Kayana Hewins, that middle part of the Cyclones order. Riverside at 15-1 overall, all have been league contests. And Oskaloosa 16-2 and 14-0. And again, Riverside needs it today. This is their final league matchup of the season. Here's the pitch. And Poland's first pitch to Rory Stewart. Fastball in there for a called strike. Here we go. Inning number four. Now Stewart struck out in her first at bat back in the first. Facing Poland now for a second time here today in a 1-1 game in the fourth. Here's the pitch. A little grounder foul. Back and to the left. And Stewart quickly behind at 0-2. So you got Lily Poland, who's racked up six strikeouts, north of 500 in her career already. And the other side of it, Mia Jackson, who has the solo home run on the offensive side, has been just as good inside the circle with seven punch-outs herself. Pulling the lefty, the advantage at 0-2 here on the righty in Stewart. Here's the pitch by Pullen, and it's a swing and a miss. And another strikeout for Pullen. First out here in the fourth, and the seventh punch-out here already in this game for the reigning 2-1-A pitcher of the year. That'll bring up Mia Jackson, as we mentioned, the solo home run to lead off the second. A Cyclones lone run. And pulling sets, kicks, and fires. A little bit low and outside for ball one. Well, the sunshine was there a little bit throughout that third inning, but the clouds are back. And the lights are on here at the ballpark today in Oskaloosa. Here's the 1-0 by Pullen. And that one did catch the outside parts of the plate for called strike number one. Big spot here for Jackson. Bases empty, one out. Game tied at one. Here is the 1-1 by Pullen. That one, runs a little bit up and in. And it's two balls and one strike. Kayana Hewins in the on-deck circle for the Cyclones. The road black uniforms, the light blue pinstripes, Cyclones in cursive, bold blue across the front. And a ground ball, but stabbed right by Pullen. Easy play to first for out number two. Oh, it was hit hard, took one hop, and it was caught about knee-high off the bounce. I pull it inside the circle, and Jackson retired for out number two here in the inning. So two up, two down. Here's Kayana Hewins. She, just like Jackson a second ago, in her first at bat with the ground out to pulling inside the circle. And she'll take a good swing, foul this one straight back. She'll fall behind at 0-1. So both starting pitchers to this point have racked up 7 strikeouts each. A 1-1 game here in the top of the fourth. A win today for Oskaloosa, putting him in the driver's seat for a league championship. A win for Riverside will make game 2 of this doubleheader massive. Next pitch by Poland, a little bit outside, and it's 1-1. I'll mention Jackson, the solo homer. In the second, the lone run for Riverside. Bottom of the third, it was Lydia Turner with a 2-out RBI triple, which tied the game for the Bears. Here's a 1-1 by Poland, and fouled away off the fence to my right. And Hewins protection mode indeed at 1-2. Both these teams trying to get back to state tournaments. Oskaloosa looking for a repeat of the state championship, but it's going to have to be in 3A this season, not at the 2-1A level. Here's a 1-2 by Pullen, and a little grounder right back to Pullen. She comes out of the circle, fields cleanly, throws it over to first on the money to Flax to retire the side. So a strikeout and a couple of groundouts, retiring the Cyclones in the top of the fourth. We've played halfway of this game here today in a 1-1 tie here in Oski.
Hi, this is Michelle Garrity with PFRN Realty, powered by the Garrity Group. I know buying or selling a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll make, and that's why my team and I are here to make the process smooth and stress-free. We'll guide you every step of the way with expert advice, experience, and local knowledge you can trust. Come see us at 300 Main Street in Atchison or at our Oskaloosa office at 524 Liberty. Call today at 1-800-994-4742. At PFRN Realty, we are your friend in real estate.
K4 Ag in Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of Soother Feeds protein tubs and mineral on hand and carry mixed 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving. On the road or in the field, let them help you select the best tire for your vehicle and driving needs. See K4 Ag in Valley Falls, nurturing farms and growing success.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Halfway in, halfway home here today in Oskaloosa. Here we go, bottom of the fourth inning. Bryn King stepping in, takes a pitch outside for ball one from Riverside's Mia Jackson. Here we go. A 1-1 game, and this one's hit to the right side. A grounder to Perez at second. This time a nice clean field and over to first base to Whistler. And quickly a ground out to second to begin the home fourth here today. So King grounds out 4-3. That'll bring up Layla Flax, the first baseman here for the Bears. A strikeout in her first at bat. And the first pitch of this offering is grounded to the right side but foul. Nice play by Whistler over there at first, but in foul territory. So Flax starting behind at 0-1. Oskaloosa's run back in the third. 2-out RBI triple by Lydia Turner. Cyclones run via a solo home run by Jackson in the second. Off-speed pitch this time, missing a touch outside, and it's 1-1. Harper Heston will follow here for the Bears in the bottom of the fourth. What a good one here today. Good swing, but another line drive foul. Jumps off the fence down that right field line, so a lengthy run back to home plate for Flaxen to gather things up a little bit with the count not in her favor at 1-2. Jackson gets the call from Griffin behind the plate. Right v. right matchup here, the pitch. Ground ball to the shortstop. This is Duncan. Good field, good fire, and just in time. Got her at first. Flax had pretty good speed there, but just a little bit on the cleaner side defensively for Duncan at short. And a pair of groundouts here in the bottom of the fourth inning, as it'll be Harper Heston's turn here with two outs and nobody on. Well, Heston reached on an error in her first at bat. And a great play by Griffin at home, putting her in a pickle between second, or I should say between first and second, ultimately being tagged out. Takes first pitch in the dirt, ball one here. Who's going to butt through and break this 1-1 tie? There's a good pitch, a swing and a miss there by Heston. And the count's all square, 1-1. If Heston can do something here, Macy peek in the on-deck circle for the Bears. Here's the 1-1. Good location, outer edge, but just missed. Now 2-1. Griffin tried to get that paint job, couldn't do so that time. Heston bats from the left side. Pretty straight up with the stance up in the box. Here's a 2-1. And it's hit down the left field line. That's a fair ball. Could be extra bases. Heston rounding first. She'll chug her way to second base. And she will get there standing with a two-out double. And the inning will continue. Good piece of hitting there by Harper Heston. And a runner in scoring position with two outs. And that brings up Macy Peak. Macy Peak had an RBI single late in the state championship game last season. An 8-1 victory over Inman, the Teutons. First pitch here from Jackson, missing inside for ball number one. A 1-1 tie here in the bottom of the fourth. Heston with a double, standing at second base. Here's the pitch. This one low and outside, two balls, no strikes. Think about that. Incredible run last year for the Bears in that state tournament. Besides pulling inside the circle in terms of offense, just everybody got a piece of the action throughout the week. There's a swing and a miss on a pitch that would have been ball three. And instead of 3-0, it's now two balls, one strike. Heston at second base with two outs here in the home fourth. Here's the 2-1 by Jackson, and it's lofted down the right field line, and it's going to be caught just right next to first base in foul territory by Whistler, and that retires the side. So the Bears get a two-out double, but Heston is stranded there. We go to the fifth. Northeast Kansas League title up for grabs. It's Oskaloosa and Riverside tied at one here on KMZA.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Acheson Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Acheson Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Acheson at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Earning a degree is easy with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations and technical training across Northeast Kansas. Can't make it to campus? No problem. With Highland's online classes, even if you live out of state, all students pay one low rate. Summer and fall enrollment is open now. Don't wait. Complete the free application at highlandcc.edu/apply. Have more questions? Call us at 785-442-6020. Highland Community College keeps you close to home and far from debt.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back to it here on KNZA. Some high school softball. Oskaloosa hosting Riverside. We go to the fifth and a 1-1 tie here on KNZA. So we get going here in this top of the fifth inning. Riley Stewart leading it off for the Cyclones. Fouls away the first pitch from Lily Pullen. And here we go. Who's going to break this 1-1 tie? And is it going to be done before potentially extra innings? These two pitchers have been so good here today with Pullen and Jackson, respectively. No balls, one strike. Here's the pitch on Stewart. And a swing and a miss. Quickly 0-2. Pullen has seven strikeouts so far today. Stewart's one of those victims back in the second. Trying to work quickly here to begin the top of the fifth inning. Pullen sets, leans back, and fires. That one just missed outside. Good eye there by Riley Stewart, and it's 1-2. Stewart will be followed by Perez and then Ortega for the Cyclones. A 15-1 record this season. Lone loss a couple of weeks ago to McLaus. Bears unblemished in league play at 14-0. Here's the pitch, and that one is inside. Boy, the reaction from the crowd, thought maybe that was going to be strike three. The umpire says no, and it's 2-2. Marsh gives pull in the set. Stewart flips the bat above the right shoulder. Here's a 2-2, and it's a swing and a miss, and down it goes Stewart. 8 strikeouts now today for Pullen. And the first out here in the top of the 5th. That'll bring up Jess Perez. Second baseman for Riverside. Reached on an error. And her first at bat back in the 2nd. Ultimately was caught stealing on a great throw by Marsh behind home plate. Bases empty, 1 out, top 5. A 1-1 game here today. Pullen sets, fires it to Perez. Had a little movement, caught the outside part of the plate for a called strike. A 1-run, 2 hits. All Riverside's been able to muster up against Pullen. Pullen with 8 strikeouts. Here's the 0-1. Outside. And it's 1-1. So Riverside took the lead in the 2nd. Bears tied it in the 3rd on an RBI triple with 2 outs from Lydia Turner. Been 1-1 since then, and we're in the 5th now. Here's the 1-1 to Jess Perez. And a ground ball, playable, 3rd base side, Heston Fields. Long throw, and it jump flacks off the bag, but gets that right foot down in time to record the ground out on Perez, and now 2 outs in the inning. 2 up, 2 down. That's going to bring up Torrey Ortega. So Perez grounds out to 3rd. And Ortega, a strikeout victim her first time up, comes up here for a 2nd time in the 5th. With the bases empty and 2 outs. First pitch, a little bit low. It was over, but touch in the dirt for ball number 1. Kind of feel like I got a sneeze coming, so bear with me. If that comes about, I apologize. Maybe we're good. We'll see. 1 ball, no strikes. Here's the pitch. Believe that one is a called strike. And it's 1-1 on Torrey Ortega. Well, Pullen has retired 7 in a row. Going back to the 3rd inning. Next pitch in the dirt. 2 balls, 1 strike here on Ortega. If Ortega can do something, it'll flip back to the top of the order with Whistler in the on-deck circle. Oskaloosa coached by alum Aubrey Harsh, reigning 2-1-A coach of the year. Riverside head coach is Greg Reynolds. A 1-1 game here today in the 5th. 2 outs, bases empty. Here's the 2-1. And that one just missing. So 3 balls, 1 strike. The count on Torrey Ortega. A 1-1 tie here in the top of the 5th. Riverside needs it more so than the Bears for a potential league championship. Here's a 3-1 by Pullen. And it's outside, ball 4. Good at bat by number 9 in the order. It keeps the inning moving. And it's Whistler. Top of the order is going to step in with 2 outs, a runner at 1st. That's the 1st walk issued today by Pullen. But 2 outs. Ortega at 1st base represents the go-ahead run. Whistler reached on an error. And her last at bat, officially 0-2, and now she gets out in front of this one and launches it out into the parking lot back into our left for strike number 1. Pretty sure I parked my car far enough away from that one. Ortega at 1st base after a 2-out walk. No balls, 1 strike here on Whistler. A 1-1 game here in the top of the 5th. Here's the pitch. That one's a called strike, and there's a throw down to first, and not in time, back in safely Ortega. Now Whistler's got to be precise. Down in the count, no balls, two strikes. Whistler entered today. The batting average of .467, 21 hits, 5 doubles. But down 0-2 to one of the best pitchers in the state. This one in the dirt, kicks away. Great stop, though, by Marsh to keep it relatively in front, to keep Ortega occupied at first base. And now one ball, two strikes here, the count on Whistler. Well, it appears McLeod, who has been atop this league for the last few seasons, is coming down to the Bears and the Cyclones here late in the regular season. McLeod still having a good year, but just a few more losses in league play. Here's a pitch that's in the dirt, and that is going to be a throw to second in time. Ortega caught stealing. The second time here today that Paris Marsh has gunned down a Cyclone runner at second base, and that retires the side here in the top of the fifth. Again, we got league title implications on the line here today, and we got a 1-1 game going into the home fifth. Don't go anywhere. We're back right after this.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
There's no community like a Cinex community, and that's why every Cinex store is proud to serve theirs. By supporting local athletic teams, promoting the arts, and making sure each store is a place its neighbors can find what they need, catch up with their friends, and stay connected. It's also why we give back, helping to make the wonderful places we call home the best they can be. Your local Cinex doesn't just work in your town, it lives there. The store next door, powered locally at Cinex.
Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville is the premier trailer dealer in Northeast Kansas, serving all of the Midwest. If you need a stock trailer, a cargo trailer, a utility trailer, they have them all. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kirsten Mitchell leading things off for Oskaloosa here in the bottom of the fifth inning. We got Bobby in studio. I'm Brandon. Thank you so much for hanging with us here on KNCA. It's a 1-1 game here in the bottom of the fifth inning between Oskaloosa and Riverside. Kirsten Mitchell taking the 1-0 pitch from Mia Jackson on the outside part of the plate, called strike number two. Michaela Berry and Lily Pullen two up for the Bears here in the home fifth. Bears trying to stay undefeated in league play. Cyclones came in with one loss in league play down the stretch. And now a late swing, a little foul off here by Mitchell. And she'll try to get it 0-2. Mia Jackson responsible for the lone Cyclone run back in the second with a solo homer. Lydia Turner with an RBI triple in the third, providing the lone run for Oskaloosa here today. Here's a ground ball, bobbled at third by Stewart, gathering, firing, and in time to get the runner at first. Boy, Stewart stuck with it, and some good speed there by Mitchell, but can't beat out the throw, and that's a big first out here in the bottom of the fifth. So Mitchell now 0-for-2 today, and that brings up Michaela Berry. Berry struck out in her first at bat, and is up here for a second time in the bottom of the fifth with one out and the bases empty. First pitch off speed is fouled away for strike one. Just feels like as we're coming down the stretch of this game that whoever scores next, a really good chance of winning it. Both these pitchers, Jackson and Pullen, just sensational here this afternoon. A bunt attempt and then pulling back. Good decision there by Berry. It's ball one. Now 1-1 the count, with Pullen in the on-deck circle for the Bears. This is the final league doubleheader for Riverside. Oskaloosa right back to it tomorrow here hosting Pleasant Ridge for their final one. Here's a bunt attempt that's put down and then fielded well by Jackson to get the runner at first and Berry just in time. Maybe tried to catch the Cyclones off guard there, but Jackson wins that battle, and that's the second out here in the bottom of the fifth. So that'll bring up Lily Pullen, who walked and scored the lone run for the Bears. back in the third. Again, walked and then came around to score on that triple by Turner. And first pitch missing a little bit outside for ball one. I mentioned it a couple times. Poland committed not just to next level, but NC State. Just impressive stuff. And takes one outside here for now the count at 2-0. A 1-1 game here in the bottom of the fifth inning this afternoon. It's a good one. Good pitch there by Jackson, and that one's a called strike, and it's 2-1. Poland worked a very nice at bat back in the third. Ultimately got a count full and worked that walk. Now she lifts this one high in the air, but on the infield edge with the grass and the dirt, and that's Perez, the second baseman, who reaches up to make the catch to retire the side. So Jackson does her job right. Three up, three down for the Bears in the bottom of the fifth. Two innings left. Who's going to crack? We go to the sixth, the 1-1 game here on KNZA.
Since 1996, R&S Maintenance Service has been a leader in industrial manufacturing, support, and repair in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, equipment removal and installation, and dumpster service, R&S Maintenance Service is a proud supporter of local student athletes. Visit online at rnsmaintenance.com or stop by off K4 Highway since 1996 in Meriden.
Hi, this is Brooke from Union State Bank of Atchison. I'm proud to work with the community-minded bank staff. We team together to help you with personal, auto, and mortgage loans, credit card, CDs, commercial and ag loans, and our popular cashback rewards checking account. Visit one of our 8 branches soon to learn more. We're in Atchison, Horton, McClouth, Oskaloosa, and Everest, Kansas, Gower and Plattsburgh, Missouri, and Shoal Creek in North KC. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school softball here on KNCA. We got Bobby in studio. I'm Brandon Tabman. Thank you so much. Cruising along, hanging with us here today. Northeast Kansas League dynamite matchup here. League championship implications on the line. Riverside at Oskaloosa. We go to the top of the sixth. Still 1-1, a tie game. Willie pulling back inside the circle, but the Cyclones have the top of the order. Here in the sixth inning with Whistler, Duncan, and Griffin. Pulling 8 strikeouts, 1 walk issued so far through 5 innings. First pitch of the sixth inning is outside for ball one. So it's officially now the third time through the Cyclone order. Whistler reached on an error back in the third and then struck out swinging to begin the game in the first. One ball, no strikes to count here. Pulling sets, swings it through, and a ground ball playable to the shortstop, Turner. Fielding, firing, and in time for the out. Nice play by Turner for out number one. The Whistler there goes 6-3, and that brings up the shortstop, Nyla Duncan. Well, Duncan, just one of the Riverside 2 hits in this game. It was an infield single back in the first. The other hit the solo homer by Jackson in the second. First pitch, right down the middle, a called strike, and it's 0-1. A 1-1 tie here in Oski. Bears and Cyclones. These two teams as good as any in Class 3A so far this season. Just a combined 3 losses between the two. Poland's next pitch, a little bit up and outside, evens it up at 1-1. But Riverside has 1 league loss to McClouth. Bears are 14-0 in league play, and they still got to host Pleasant Ridge tomorrow afternoon. Riverside, they got to do some damage here tonight, then maybe needing some help from P. Ridge. We'll see how it goes. And they're going to say that pitch ran in and clipped maybe the left shoulder of Duncan. She's going to get a free pass to first. So one out, base runner for the Cyclones here in the sixth in a 1-1 game. And Coach Griffin at first for Riverside, just making sure Duncan is okay and gets a little dab up from the first base umpire says, I'm good to go. So here's Kennedy Griffin. Griffin has 10 home runs on the season and a team-high 44 RBIs. A 1-1 game here in the top of the sixth. Sun starting to peek out through the clouds once again. It's pulling sets. First pitch to Griffin. Sun's a little bit inside for ball one. Duncan, very good speed and athleticism over there at first. You got two elite catchers here, too. Talk about how good these teams are. Griffin behind the plate for Riverside, and then you got Paris Marsh, an elite catcher as well defensively for the Bears. Here's a 1-0. Good swing, but a foul off here. And Griffin now evened up at one ball, one strike. Last season, Riverside fourth at the 3A state tournament. They beat Minneapolis in the first round 6-5. Then were outscored 20-0 over their next two games against Frontenac and Burlington. They closed that year at 22-6. Included a 14-4 mark in league play. Here's a 1-1 by Pullen to Griffin. Another good swing, another foul off. And Griffin now maybe a little bit upset with that swing, now realizing she's down in the count at 1-2. Duncan, the runner at first base, with one out here on the top of the sixth inning. This game is tied at 1. Not many base runners combined between the two teams in this one today. Now, Pullen's got the advantage, gets the sign from Marsh. A lean back and fire. Little bit high. Now a throw down to first, but Duncan back safely. So Griffin now at 2-2. She struck out her first time up and then popped out to Heston on the third base line. Actually made a really nice play up against the fence, which was the final out of the third. One out here in the sixth. Here's a 2-2 by Pullen. This is hit well. Deep out into right field. Cabus looks up. It's off the fence. Griffin's going to have extra bases. Will they round Duncan from third? Could be a play at the plate. Here's the throw. Not in time, and Riverside takes the lead here in the sixth. A one-out RBI triple by Kennedy Griffin to right field off the fence. And the Cyclones have taken a 2-1 lead. And Griffin will come out. Courtesy runner is going to come in for. I believe it's Macy Mears, and that appears to be the case. So Mears at third base now running for Griffin. Just drove in the go-ahead run here in the sixth with a triple. And still only one out. And for Kennedy Griffin, that is her fifth triple of the year and give her now 45 RBIs. Well, the Cyclones right now got the advantage back at 2-1 and looking for more. Here's Rory Stewart, 0-2, couple of strikeouts. Pullen having to settle. Mears courtesy over at third and a ground ball to the right side. It finds a hole. It's a base hit. And the Cyclones now a two-run lead at 3-1. Stewart comes through with the RBI knock. Mears from third. The courtesy runner scores. And the Cyclones doing some damage here in the sixth inning. And for Stewart, give her now 32 RBIs on the season, and a big one there. Here's Mia Jackson with the home run in the second. Now Marsh throwing down to first after that pitch was a called strike. Stewart back in safely. So Whistler started the inning with a ground out. Duncan was hit by a pitch, and then Griffin tripled her in. And then Stewart, right after that, with an RBI single to give the Cyclones a 3-1 lead, still batting with one out in the sixth. There's a check swing, but going through, they're going to check down to first. First base umpire says no swing, and it's one ball, one strike. Well, now the Bears are going to have to rally here late. Got two more opportunities at least. But for Riverside, worst case scenario, going to end this inning with a two-run lead, or at least this half inning, with a two-run lead at worst. Next pitch, outside corner, a called strike, and it's 1-2 on Jackson. Cool ball field here in Oskaloosa. Again, I'm guessing those fences kind of 8 to 10 feet high. There's a little bit more of a higher side of the fence down the right field side. Here's the 1-2, and a good swing there by Jackson. She'll foul it off and out of play. So we'll try it again at 1-2. The Cyclones would love a sweep here tonight, obviously. And on paper, Oskaloosa still has to host Pleasant Ridge tomorrow, who they swept with ease last season. Depending what happens tonight, Cyclones could need some help from the Rams tomorrow to potentially clinch a league championship. But, of course, kind of depends how this one shapes out, and how game two of this doubleheader shakes out as well here later on tonight. To the count here on Jackson, Stewart the runner at first. Cyclones a 3-1 lead now in the sixth. Bears have won 12 consecutive games coming into this one. Pullen sets, leans, fires a 2-2. Late swing, sliced out of play, foul. So Jackson putting together a nice AB. And another opportunity to crack at it at 2-2. Well, this Riverside team has been so good all year, both sides of the ball. Their team ERA is 1.53. Riverside's team batting average coming into this one was north of 440. Trying to build off a fourth-place finish at state and 22 wins last season. A 2-2 called strike three. Got it with the fastball, outer part of the plate. Big strikeout for out number two, that one looking. 9 strikeouts now for Pullen. And her first strikeout since the first batter she saw back in the fifth. So 2 outs, runner at first. 3-1 Cyclones. Here is Kayana Hewins. She is 0-2, couple of ground outs. First pitch, a little bit outside for ball one. Both ground outs to Pullen inside the circle. Kayana wears jersey number 24, came in 2 today, batting average of 489, but 0-2, going to knock that down a touch. Not much at this point in the season. Still very good in that regard. Here's a little pop-up on the infield, and the catcher is going to make the catch. No pun intended, Paris Marsh just ripping off the mask and grabbing that one pretty quickly, a couple steps to the left side on that third base line. So, Cyclones, they get it done. They get 2 big hits, an RBI triple by Kennedy Griffin, an RBI single by Rory Stewart, and the Cyclones leading Oskaloosa 3-1 as we go to the bottom of the sixth inning coming up next.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Looking for a great place to eat, drink, and catch a game? Head to Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. Open 7 days a week. Kirkwood & Co. is your go-to spot. Together with friends, enjoy daily food and drink specials, and watch all the action on the big screens, even on their outdoor patio. If you're planning an event, reserve the private party room at Kirkwood. And stay updated with all of their specials by visiting Kirkwood & Co. on Facebook. And go indulge today in great food, drinks, and fun at Kirkwood & Co. in Highland.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Mia Jackson's first pitch of the bottom of the sixth inning to Lydia Turner. A line out to second. Perez making a great defensive play as the Bears are now down to 5 outs, trailing Riverside 3-1 with 1 out now here in the bottom of the sixth inning. And it's been a fun one here today. Paris Marsh is in the box, fouls the first pitch away from Mia Jackson, so falling behind at 0-1. Bobby in studio, Brandon Tamma with you. Cyclones, they got to win one of these games to keep their league title hopes alive, and there's another line out right to Perez at second base. Didn't really have to do as much of a leap this time, caught a little bit right of her right shoulder. A couple of line outs to the second baseman. And the Bears quickly 2 up, 2 down here in the bottom of the sixth inning. And that brings up Bryn King. strikeout and a ground out, but the Cyclones, four outs away from a massive win here today. King takes one in the dirt, ball one. Striking outs and our first at bat back in the first, and then leading off the fourth, the ground out to second. But two quick lineouts here to begin this bottom of the sixth inning. And the Bears, a little bit of danger time here, down two late. There's the called strike, and now one ball, one strike here on King. Now Brent King again, just a sophomore. Seen some big-time action in her young softball career here at Oski. Next pitch outside, now 2-1 here on King. Here's Jackson's next pitch, and another grounder, this time to, you guessed it, Perez, but her throw to first is wide. King going to try to get to second base. Duncan applies the tag, and she is out at second base. Got a little greedy after the throwing error by Perez at second. And then King tried to get into scoring position, but a great play by Whistler to Duncan, retiring the side in order. So the Bears squandering an opportunity there with two outs. We go to the seventh inning, Riverside 3 and Oskaloosa 1.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000, Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
Earning a degree is easy with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations and technical training across Northeast Kansas. Can't make it to campus? No problem. With Highland's online classes, even if you live out of state, all students pay one low rate. Summer and fall enrollment is open now. Don't wait. Complete the free application at highlandcc.edu/apply. Have more questions? Call us at 785-442-6020. Highland Community College keeps you close to home and far from debt.
FW Houston Medical Center is here for all of your health care needs. Have an illness late at night or on the weekend? Come visit FW Houston's 24/7 walk-in clinic. Call us today at 913-774-4340 to learn more.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school softball, we continue on to the seventh inning we go. Riverside, a crucial game here for them at Oskaloosa with a 3-1 lead over the Bears. It'll be Riley Stewart, Jess Perez, and Tori Ortega. As the Cyclones needing at worst a split here today and then some help tomorrow potentially from Pleasant Ridge. Oski, if they were to come back and ultimately sweep the Cyclones here tonight, it would be a league championship for the Bears regardless of what they do tomorrow against Pea Ridge. First pitch called strike to Stewart. So the seventh inning officially underway with the Clones leading it 3-1. Here's the 0-1 by Poland. A ground ball, playable at short. Turner, boy, vacuums it up and gets it over to Flax really quickly there for an easy out number one. Stewart 0-for-3, and that brings up Jess Perez. A couple of nice defensive plays in that last half inning for Perez at second. Did reach on an error back in the second. She is also grounded out to third. Top of the seventh, one out, bases empty, 3-1 Riverside, a bunt shown, and then putting it down but foul was Perez, so that is strike number one. Well, Riverside, 22 wins last season, fourth place at the 3A state tournament. Oskaloosa, the defending and reigning 2-1A state champs, but if they go back-to-back, they're going to be winning it in Class 3A this season. Bears only two losses to Silver Lake, a team in their regional, back in late March. First pitch here to Jess Perez, or I should say the 0-1 pitch, beg your pardon, to Perez, is taken for a called strike, and she's quickly down 0-2. Here is the pitch, and it's fouled straight back. Good swing by Perez, just caught a piece. Another 0-2 coming up. And if Riverside sweeps this tonight, they will be the league champs, because this is Riverside's final league contest of the year. As it sits right now, Bears unblemished at 14-0, but they have a makeup tomorrow afternoon here against Pleasant Ridge. So it could be a scenario where Riverside might need a little bit of help, but we'll see. 0-2, swing and a miss, and down goes Perez. Two outs here in the seventh. Give Pullen now double-digit strikeouts. That's 10. And now it's Torey Ortega, who walked in her last at-bat, has also struck out here today. And when she reached on that walk in the fifth, was ultimately caught stealing to end that inning. Riverside, a 3-1 lead here in the top of the seventh. Bases empty, two down. And this is hit very well down the right field line, but well foul. And it's 0-1 here on Ortega, number 9 in the Cyclone order. Well, Riverside broke that 1-1 tie with two crucial runs in the sixth. They got an RBI triple from Kennedy Griffin. And following that up, an RBI single by Rory Stewart. Cyclones looking to get a big win here in this one. Here is Poland's 0-1, and it runs up and in for ball one. So evens the count at 1-1. Riverside unofficially today, 3 runs, 4 hits. Poland, 1-1, getting the call from Paris Marsh behind the dish. Here's the 1-1 to Ortega, up and in again. And it's 2-1. Back-to-back pitches by Poland that have run up and in a little bit on Ortega. Bears going to have to do some work in the bottom of the seventh inning. They're down 2. But Poland trying to retire the Cyclones, 1-2-3. Here's the pitch. That one right down the middle, called strike, and it's 2-2. I mean, just off what I'm watching, it seems like Poland is 80% fastball here today. It's just so fast and just so hard to keep up. It's been a dynamite pitch. The Clones trying to hold on. There's one up and in, but a swing and a miss. And Ortega strikes out to end the seventh. So back-to-back Ks give it 11 strikeouts now for Lily Poland. But the Clones, 3 outs away from a massive win. We go to the home seventh. Oski, they got some work to do. They trail Riverside 3-1 here on KNCA.
Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville is the premier trailer dealer in Northeast Kansas, serving all of the Midwest. If you need a stock trailer, a cargo trailer, a utility trailer, they have them all. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
K4 Ag in Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of Soother Feeds protein tubs and mineral on hand and carry mixed 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving on the road or in the field. Let them help you select the best tire for your vehicle and driving needs. See K4 Ag in Valley Falls, nurturing farms and growing success.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
School softball, here we go. It's the final opportunity for Oskaloosa. We go to the bottom of the seventh inning. They trail Riverside 3-1 here on KNZA. First up, Layla Flax, and she quickly finds herself behind in the count at no balls, 2 strikes. Mia Jackson today, 7 strikeouts inside the circle. This game was 1-1, and the Cyclones getting 2 in the top of the sixth inning. Bears in danger of losing their first league game of the year. Another foul off here. Stays 0-2 on Flax, so you've got 4, 5, and 6 in this Oskaloosa lineup here today. Flax, Heston, and Peak, as they at minimum need 2 runs to keep this thing moving. Here's the 0-2. Another good swing and foul off. Back-to-back foul offs here by Layla Flax. First baseman today for Oski. This is the final league doubleheader for Riverside. Oski still has to host Pleasant Ridge tomorrow right here on this field. Good swing, but just barely fouled down the right field line. So Flax continuing to foul off pitch after pitch here at 0-2 to stay alive. At least one more swing through from Jackson. But a big at bat here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Cyclones trying to get the big win. Here's the 0-2. Low and inside. Good eye there by Flax. Now one ball, two strikes. The lone run for Oskaloosa back in the third, an RBI triple by Turner. Here's a 1-2 by Jackson, a little slow roller. Perez charging at second, fielding, firing, and the throw is not in time. A late call by the Blue, and he's going to say the foot came off by Whistler. Whistler looking over at her dugout saying not sure about it, but that's going to be an infield single for Flax. And the leadoff base runner down the way at first for the Bears here in the seventh, trailing 3-1. That brings up Harper Heston. Batting from the left side against the righty in Jackson. First pitch is fouled away. Heston today reached on an error in the second and then doubled back in the fourth. That was with two outs. Then Peak followed with a pop out to first to end that threat. Runner at first base here in the seventh. Nobody out. Oskaloosa, they need two. Good off-speed pitch. Now a throw down to first. Whistler applies the tag, but it's a little bit late. Oh, boy. Flax, fortunate not to be tagged out there. So she stays alive down there at first, but Heston now is behind in the count at 0-2. Jackson looking for a first strikeout since the third. Now another throw down to first. Griffin certainly keeping Flax honest down there. That pitch missing. It's now 1-2 here on Heston. Bottom of the seventh inning here in Oskaloosa. Bears batting with one on, nobody out, trailing the Cyclones 3-1. Jackson sets. The righty delivers a 1-2. It's fouled away. Straight back into the fence. The Flax at first after an infield hit. Heston battling here with the count at 1-2. Macy Peak on deck. Kirsten Mitchell in the hole. As Bears lineup, well, really both these offenses been powerhouses in 3A this season. Late swing, another foul off here. Down the left field line, so much like Flax and her at bat here a moment ago. Heston really fighting off quite a few pitches here down in the count. Heston represents the tying run here in the bottom of the seventh. Here's the pitch. That one missed just a bit outside. Another throw down to first. It gets away from Whistler. And there goes Flax up to second base. Now Griffin, one too many times, trying to find an out at first on Flax, but that throw gets away. And now the count evened up at 2-2 here on Heston. Runner in scoring position, nobody out here in the bottom of the seventh. Bears trailing by two. 2-2 count on Heston. Here's the pitch. And she hits it to shallow left field, and it drops in for a base hit. Kicks away from Alvarez. Flax hesitates, rounding third. She'll score. It's a one-run game. So Heston comes through with a big RBI, and it's 3-2 here in the bottom of the seventh, and still nobody out. So it'll go down as a single and then the throw in, getting Heston into scoring position. And now Heston at second, nobody out, and the Bears within one. And Maisie Peak will be up next after the infield meeting inside the circle. First time either team has had a little infield meeting inside the circle. How good both these pitchers have been here today. But right now, the Bears putting some pressure on the Cyclones. Here in the bottom of the seventh inning, a 3-2 game now for Riverside. And the Bears have Heston at second with nobody out. Here's Maisie Peak. 0-2 today. Infield plays in. There's the bunt. And it hit Are they going to call it out? They do. So Mazie Peak puts a bunt down and took it off the hop, and that is out number one. And Heston, stranded still at second, couldn't move. That is a huge first out for Riverside here in the seventh. That brings up Kirsten Mitchell. Riverside 3, Oskaloosa 2. One out, bottom seven, Heston at second base. Here's Mitchell. Here's Jackson's first pitch, low and inside. Now Griffin kind of runs out of her stance behind the dish and runs Heston back to second base. Mitchell today 0 for 2, a strikeout and a ground out. Now a base hit could potentially tie this game here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Here's the pitch. Another one low and inside. And now two balls and no strikes here on Mitchell, the DP. Michaela Berry in the on-deck circle for the Bears. Huge league title implications in this game, and it's coming down the wire. 3-2 Riverside, but the Bears fighting here in the seventh. That next pitch inside for ball three. But now it's 3-0 on Mitchell. And maybe it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world to issue a walk. You would at least bring a double play into effect, but that 3-0 is right down the middle, taken for strike one. Heston at second base. Driving in Flax earlier in this inning to get the Bears within 3-2. Here's a 3-1 by Jackson. Ground ball right back to Jackson. And she'll make the play to first. Heston goes to third, but that's the second out. And I think Jackson thought about it. And when I say thought about it, thinking maybe getting Heston trying to go to third, but instead takes the guaranteed out with Mitchell at first. So now it is down to Michaela Berry. Runner at third, two outs here in the seventh. A one-run lead for Riverside. First pitch. Low, gets away. Griffin jumps on it quickly. Heston thought about it. That would have been a wild sequence, but she stays at third. One ball, no strikes here on Berry. Struck out looking in the third and grounded out in the fifth. The game on the line here in this at-bat. Here's the 1-0. Is that a called strike? It is. One ball, one strike. Just caught the outer part of the plate. Jackson has struck out seven here today, but she has not had a strikeout since the third. 3-2 Cyclone lead. Here's the 1-1, and that's fouled away. So Berry down to a 1-2 count here in the seventh. The tying run at third with two down. Riverside, they need it. Keep their league championship hopes alive. Oski with 12 consecutive wins on the line. Here's the 1-2. Low and inside. Good eye by Michaela Berry. And a 2-2 offering about to be on deck. Heston at third base, two outs here in the seventh. 3-2 Riverside. The 2-2. In there, strike three, and the game is over. Michaela Berry goes down looking, and Mia Jackson finishes the game with her eighth strikeout, and the Cyclones, their hopes for a league championship are still alive with a huge win here today in Oskaloosa. Final score, Riverside 3, Oskaloosa 2. We'll wrap things up when we come back here on KNZA.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Acheson Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Acheson Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Acheson at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Synex offers a complete energy solution, advanced premium diesel for power, high-performing lubricants for protection, and reliable propane for comfort. Whether you're on the road, in the field, or at home, Synex provides energy built to perform. With innovative premium diesel fuels, advanced lubricants, and clean-burning propane, Synex branded products are engineered to deliver maximum efficiency, reliable performance, and peace of mind season after season. It's more than energy. It's the power that keeps your world moving forward.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice. Looking for a great place to eat, drink, and catch a game? Head to Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. Open 7 days a week. Kirkwood & Co. is your go-to spot. Together with friends, enjoy daily food and drink specials, and watch all the action on the big screens, even on their outdoor patio. If you're planning an event, reserve the private party room at Kirkwood. And stay updated with all of their specials by visiting Kirkwood & Co. on Facebook. And go indulge today in great food, drinks, and fun at Kirkwood & Co. in Highland.
Since 1996, R&S Maintenance Service has been a leader in industrial manufacturing, support, and repair in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, equipment removal and installation, and dumpster service, R&S Maintenance Service is a proud supporter of local student athletes. Visit online at rnsmaintenance.com or stop by off K4 Highway since 1996 in Meriden.
Hi, this is Michelle Garrity with you.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Postgame here on KNZA. What a good one we saw here on the softball side in Oskaloosa. Bears had 12 consecutive wins coming into this one today, and Riverside needing it to keep a league championship alive, and the Cyclones prevail by a final score of 3-2 here this afternoon. So again, we're about to wrap things up, but these two still have another game to play. Kind of dive into the scenarios with what's still going on in the league race, but just kind of shaping out how this game played out today. Again, you had two really good pitchers inside the circle, both going all seven innings. Riverside, they scored the first run of the game in the second inning, took a 1-0 lead on a solo home run from Mia Jackson, and then following that in the bottom of the third inning, Oskaloosa tied the game at one. They got an RBI triple by Lydia Turner, and that was with two outs, so it was a 1-1 game after three, and then it's 1-1 all the way into the sixth inning. That's when Riverside broke it open. I say broke it open, not heavily, but they took the lead back with two runs in that sixth inning to make it 3-1. They got a big RBI triple by Kennedy Griffin, and then following that was an RBI single by Rory Stewart. So going into the bottom of the sixth inning, Riverside was nursing a 3-1 lead. Bears would go three up, three down in the bottom of the sixth inning, and then we got to the seventh inning. Riverside went in order 1-2-3, so it was 3-1 going into the home seventh. And Oskaloosa got off to a really good start in the home seventh. They got an infield single by Flax, ultimately reached second base, and then came around to score on an RBI single by Harper Heston. So Heston got it to within 3-2, and then ultimately got to third base with nobody out. And then, or I should say before that, got to third base with one out. Macy Peak tried to bunt with Heston at second following her RBI single, but it bounced up and then deflected off Peak, which was an automatic out. So essentially a free out for Riverside there. Mitchell then came up, Kirsten Mitchell came up, grounded out to the pitcher, which got Heston to third, and then it came down to Michaela Berry, number eight in the order, needed a base hit to tie the game, and she goes down looking for the eighth strikeout of the day for Mia Jackson, and Riverside holds with a 3-2 win here this afternoon. So again, this is the scenario. Right now, Oskaloosa, again, 12-game winning streak snapped. It's their first league loss. They are now 14-1. The win for Riverside puts them at 16-1. So these two are going to play. This is the final league matchup for Riverside. Oskaloosa still has to host Pleasant Ridge here tomorrow in a makeup doubleheader. So they still got two league games left. So essentially, if Riverside wins game two here tonight, they are going to be the league champs because they're going to have only one loss, and the Bears would sit there with two losses. If Oskaloosa wins game two against Riverside, that would give the Cyclones two league losses, which means Cyclones would need some help from Pleasant Ridge tomorrow afternoon. So again, Riverside, they can win the league championship if they win this second game and sweep the Bears, but a loss, Cyclones would then need a little bit of help tomorrow when Oskaloosa hosts Pleasant Ridge for their final league contest of the season. So these two teams have been the clear-cut top two. McLouth has been close. I mean, McLouth has taken a little step back, but they were, I believe, four losses in league play coming in, 10-4 McLouth was. Of course, they've been the powerhouse in this league over the last 3 or 4 years, but it's coming down to Riverside and Oskaloosa here in 2026, and both these teams with one league loss going into the second game of their doubleheader here in just a little bit. So excited to see how it plays out, but that's going to wrap things up for us here today. Final week of regular season broadcast coming up next week. We're just north of 2 weeks away from postseason play in softball and baseball, so excited for that here coming up in the next few weeks. Let's get you the final tallies here and wrap it up, get things out of here. Appreciate Bobby back in studio. So Riverside gets the win, 3-2, now 16-1 overall. That is 16-1 in league play as well. Oskaloosa with the loss go to 16-3 overall and now 14-1 in league play. Riverside's tallies, 3 runs, 4 hits, 3 errors. They left 3 on base. Oskaloosa, 2 runs, 5 hits, 2 errors. And they left 3 on base. Winning pitcher, Mia Jackson for Riverside. 7 innings, 2 runs allowed, 5 hits, 8 strikeouts. Lily Poland takes a rare loss. 7 innings, 3 runs, 4 hits. She had 11 strikeouts and only 1 walk. So she was very good in this one today. But the Cyclones get the win 3-2. Thanks for joining us here for some high school softball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.